Is Rihanna losing her edge now that she's a mother?
And Keke Palmer and SZA, honey, are joining forces, but why are they teaming up?
Plus, we're about to hear Beyonce and Blue Ivy's voices together in a whole new way. But first, let's get this started.
Doja Cat, who recently performed at Coachella, has been criticized for her adult lyrics by parents who bring their kids to her concerts.
Uh-oh.
Well, Doja clapped back hard on X after referring to some of her raunchy lyrics. She said this, "Why are you bringing your offspring to my show? Leave your mistake at home."
No.
Oh, beautiful.
Got him.
Wow.
Yo.
My lord.
And this must be people who like fell in love with Doja Cat because of the Moo song and didn't listen to the rest of the catalog.
Right.
If you take a deep dive, you know that, like under 17, not a minute without parents.
Yeah. Well, who's going to buy a ticket for you and your kid and not know who you're going to see?
Well, real Doja Cat fans know after Moo, everything went south after that.
Really?
Okay. And when I'm saying south, I mean south.
So y'all agreed and she said, leave your mistakes at home.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta like be over the top with your message just so everyone gets it.
Oh, well, there you go.
I think that was a little harsh though. Dang, Doja.
You can't take your kids to the strip club and be like, why are there all these boobs here?
Maybe she found out who said it and did some investigating and found out that the kid was a mistake for real.
Oh my God.
All right, then, y'all. Well, okay, honey, the Met Gala is happening next Monday, and Rihanna, y'all, is giving hints about her fashion for the evening. Now, baby, this girl, honey, has worn some grand outfits in the past, but now, honey, that she has two kids, she's doing something different, and she said, I'm actually keeping it real simple this year. It's gonna come to my makeup and what my hair is going to do.
Oh, period. Mm-hmm. You know, she said she's a mom now. She's like, I'm a mother. I ain't got time for all that stuff.
I just feel like maybe she's just playing it cool, playing it a little coy right now, and she's still about to stunt on everybody.
Oh, this is a story we got a pump fake.
Yeah.
She's gonna hit you with a whole Fenty outfit.
Right.
Plenty Fenty.
Right. Yeah. It's probably gonna be like a nude piece.
Mm-hmm. No, I think she's gonna show up like giving ostrich tees. Like something
ostrich
like,
tees?
I think she's gonna come through with like feathers everywhere.
Like a mother.
Yeah, like, you know, like protecting her birds
with an ostrich
or whatever.
I think y'all way over to the right. She probably come as probably Mamie.
Mamie?
Yeah, nice makeup and some nice big curl hair, you know.
Old school Aunt Jemima energy.
She definitely is going to do something artistic because you remember that last thing she did?
Yeah.
Who was she? A nun.
Oh, She was a nun.
So. With red lipstick or something.
Oh, that was very avant garde.
Yes, that's what she's going to do.
Is there a theme this year for the Met Gala?
I don't know.
Gary, you're supposed to know this. You're the fashion guru.
No, because we cannot reveal it until next week.
Oh, he's part of the secret society.
Yeah.
Good job, Gary. Nice save.
All right. Well, speaking of mothers, Beyonce will be on the big screen with her child, Blue Ivy.
Okay.
That kid was not a mistake. Now, the Lion King prequel called Mufasa is coming out in December, and Blue will be the voice of Kiara, daughter of Queen Nala, Beyonce's character, and Simba will be played by Donald Glover.
Oh,
period. Blue said, listen.
Come on now.
Blue's going to be an EGOT winner very early.
Oh,
she already has a Grammy. This
is
about to be her Oscar, okay? Yeah. All she got to do now is go play Nala on Lion King, get her Nala and that's the Tony right there.
And she'll probably win the school talent show.
Hello.
Right.
Then you just gotta do a play for it to get the Broadway thing you in.
If y'all were honest, aren't y'all sick of them?
No.
I'm sick of them.
Why?
No, I love it.
She needs to go to school. She needs to go to school.
She's so rich. School comes to her.
I'm sure she has school at home.
I'd like to see a kid who has those kind of opportunities taking advantage of them.
Yes.
You know?
And then look in the park, because some people get this nepotism alley-oop and they suck.
Yeah.
But she go out there and be dancing harder than all the dancers on stage.
Yeah, she proved herself.
This is black nepotism. I love it.
I love it.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, y'all, staying in the casting world, Issa Rae is producing a new buddy comedy, and it will co-star, are you ready for this?
Who?
Keke Palmer and SZA.
Okay.
Ooh, we don't have the details yet, but this will be SZA's acting debut, aside from appearing in a parody show within the show on Insecure. So clearly, Issa Rae noted SZA got some skills. Mm-hmm. This is gonna be cute. Her and Keke Palmer teaming up, it's gonna be funny.
SZA's funny.
She is funny.
Yeah. She's actually a very
Every time
funny.
She do an interview, she'd be cracking me up.
Yeah, also, she's a quirky girl.
Yeah, Keke Palmer doesn't make bad movies.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Kills it every time. Her comedic timing's on point. If there was ever a movie that I might get arrested in the theater for harvesting, it would probably be this one.
And we gotta also give a shout out to Issa. One thing about Issa, she always gonna put the girlies on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she, you're talking about Kiki Palmer don't make bad movies, but she make bad decisions.
What does that have to do with her acting career?
The baby's daddy. That's a bad decision.
That has nothing to do with her acting career, Gary.
And I'm not going to say, what was her name?
Good.
We were just talking about...
Her baby mama?
No, the girl with radio who was just talking about who had the problems on... Who?
Amanda Seals?
If she don't put Amanda Seals in, it's not a good movie.
Oh, please. Gary!
I don't even think they rock like that. They would put an actual seal in that movie before they put a man of seals in that movie.
Moving on, here we go. We're not trying to get caught up in the drama. Okay. Guys, it's time to get serious here. Justin Bieber is feeling a little down.
Aww.
With no explanation, he dropped a bunch of pics on IG, and in the middle of it all, there's Biebs with a big, fat tear rolling down his cheek. Look at that. That's solid. His wife, Haley, jumped in the comments and said, he's a pretty crier. I don't know what's going on for him. I'm a little worried about him. Not gonna lie.
You know, pollen count been high lately.
You know what? I feel like Justin saw Baby Reindeer over the weekend, and it brought some memories back to him.
No, he just realized Usher didn't put him in the Super Bowl, and that's what happened.
He asked him, and he turned it down.
Yeah, I remember that.
But why one tear? Who cries one tear?
Sometimes that's all it takes is one.
Well,
just
it looked
one,
like one just stuck at the top, and one had dripped down.
I'm always a little suspicious of people who like in the. You know,
especially because you had to go through and see which tear picture was the best. Do you feel my emotion?
This
in
one
this
got
one?
Extra liquid on. Let me put it in there.
Yep.
Would that be a turn off, Jess, if a guy cried prettier than you?
Yeah. Why are you crying as a man? Why are you crying?
I cried like a biatch, Gary said.
Oh yes, bitch. Yeah.
And then I showed you on the roller coaster.
Oh, don't
screaming like one.
That footage is crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah, but he may be happy about something. Maybe this is a guy's version of a happy tear.
Have y'all seen Baby Reindeer?
Nah.
What is some baby reindeer tears?
What is a baby
reindeer?
Those are some baby reindeer.
I know baby reindeer tears when I see
them. What is a baby reindeer?
I'll explain after the break.
It's a messed up show on Netflix.
Yeah.
That was a tease that had no delivery.
He obviously wanted people to see him crying for some reason.
Yeah, so, something's hurting.
We'll see what
one
happens.
Last cry. Mm.
No. Ryan McKnight?
Yes. All right, y'all. We've been hearing a lot about people getting abducted from foreign countries. Ooh. You know, so a hairdresser named Ashanti Tuggles took drastic measures to keep track of her cousin. She shared this picture and said, why my cousin take a solo trip to Mexico and had me sewing an air tag in her braids? Anything to keep you safe, baby girl.
Wow.
Y'all.
She ain't going swimming.
Listen.
Okay. Well, you know black girls don't wet up their hair anyway when they get in the pool. So.
But you know what, though? This is ghetto, but smart.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it at
all. Will the AirTag work in Mexico?
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. It works everywhere.
Wow, anywhere there's cell phone reception.
Yep.
Anyway.
I don't know if it's waterproof.
What if she want to lay on her back?
Is that what she ain't laying today?
I took my AirTag to Ghana.
Do black people get kidnapped?
Yeah.
Oh, they kidnap us?
Yeah, organ harvesting is real, man.
All the time.
Yeah.
Probably more trafficking
is real.
Yeah, probably a lot. Yeah.
Because they know the media coverage on us ain't as high as like,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Little Nyla.
Especially in Mexico. In Mexico, we got real good organs over there. So, you know,
Jesus. Hey, it's not a joke. I'm surprised.
We laugh to keep them crying.
Exactly.
Like Justin Bieber.
Respect to the AirTag weave. Okay, up next, did Chris Brown sabotage Quavo's concert? We'll dive into that right after the break.
Oh,
say it ain't so.
It probably is. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back. Now, Quavo had a concert in Connecticut recently, and social media is saying Chris Brown was being petty on a whole higher level by allegedly buying all of the tickets so the place would be empty. Check it out.
Yo, Chris Brown. What? Are you serious, bro? I know you got something to do with this.
Is this real? Let's give it sound check energy. Yeah, right?
That's the concert?
Yeah. No.
Oh, Chris Brown posted this?
Somebody reshared it. Like, you know, like mad people shared it.
Wait, the thing. Wait, did he post it or is he just tagged in it?
Okay.
People tagged him in this video.
I don't think he did this. I don't think he would spend his money on doing something like this, on buying a bunch of tickets, because then you spending money.
What is Chris Brown's zodiac sign?
I don't know.
Probably a Cancer like us.
Taurus. Chris Brown's a Taurus?
Yeah.
He did that. He bought them tickets.
It's the bull giving a horse.
But how much did it have? He paid
y'all
it.
Y'all saying that because 50 Cent posted it on his social media.
I was going to say that too. When I saw the cosign for 50 Cent, I knew exactly what was going on. They both on the same energy.
They said 50 did this before with Ja Rule.
He did. Yeah.
But you can't worry about it. The show must go on. You got to perform regardless. And if you're getting paid, you got to hit that stage and just do your
thing. Same act?
Yes.
What act are you gonna give?
What is your act, Gary?
I mean, you know, if I was a performer,
right,
I got to still do the same act that I was gonna do for
him. Yes, if they paid you to do 45 minutes, you got to do every second of them 45 minutes.
We gonna sit and chat. I'm saying, girl, how y'all doing tonight, honey? We gonna talk, and then I'm gonna give you 10 minutes.
And you won't get your check. Okay, y'all, moving on. The Buffalo Bills made a touchdown in the personality department when they picked Keon Coleman as their new wide receiver. Check out his memorable first press conference.
Got you a coat from here?
Nah, man, you forgot I went to school in Michigan for 2 years? You did. Guess where I got this from, though. That's what I'm saying. You got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
Time is up.
Nah. Macy's. What you mean? they be on sale on the rack. All the colors. Look, $79.89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. Nice little. I'll take you there personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one.
Got you. I'm with you.
Where's he from?
Girl, the
see, I ain't know nothing about
Sounds like New Orleans, right?
I get you. See, I shop like my mama. I get my coats in the summertime. You got to shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and it be cheaper. Because you're going Thanksgiving. Everybody
frugal
Thanksgiving,
king.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, get this, y'all. Keon will be able to buy all the jackets he wants that's on sale. Because according to SpotTrack, he is set to sign a $10 million contract with a $4.1 million signing bonus. Yo,
get all those jackets. Get them all.
He's going to buy all the racks for everybody on the team.
If he finds Burlington Coat Factory, it is over.
Baby, don't let him see a Ross or a Marshall.
But he ain't saying nothing. Because I shop season. I shop by my winter in the summer and my summer in the winter. But, girl, wait till he get hold of Andrea. He ain't gonna have no money to show up.
That's why you gotta have a good team around you to keep the away from it. And then also, like, you know, keep that same mentality. You will be rich a long time.
It's cool that he knows this, that his mom taught him this. I love that.
Coming up, honey, Tina knows clap back, baby, at Charles Barkley, honey, for talking about her hometown. Find out what she said, plus much more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, Charles Barkley found himself in a hot seat with Tina Knowles after he shaded her hometown of Galveston, Texas. During Inside the NBA show, Chuck joked that the New Orleans Pelicans played so badly they didn't deserve to travel to Cancun in the offseason. And instead, they should have did this. Take a look.
Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty-ass water. We're not even going to sit in the Cancun. We're going to sit in the Galveston with that dirty-ass water. People washing up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all can't. Y'all going to send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all and y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston.
They're going to take them down to Galveston.
If you've been to Galveston, that's a bar, though.
Oh yeah, you have to have been to Galveston.
My Lord, it's his tongue fighting the roof of his mouth for me. Well, Mama Tina received the clip from her son-in-law, Jay-Z. Ooh, Jay-Z's being messy. He clapped back at Chuck on IG. She clapped back on Chuck on IG. She wrote, Chuck, we don't play about Galveston, Texas. You better watch it, sucker. Our water might not be blue, but it is still the beach, and we love it. In fact, what you probably don't know is it's an island. All good, though. We got a good laugh. Key, key, key. Well, Chuck didn't want any smoke with Ms. Knowles or the Beehive, so he apologized on the show about his remarks. What is the beach giving? Is it giving New York beaches?
Like Jones Beach is a beach that I don't like.
Yeah.
It's a filthy beach.
Right.
Yeah. Galveston Beach, what it looks like,
it ain't that filthy, head crack.
They said New York was an island, too.
Yeah. But, you know, at Galveston's, we're not, because every year, matter of fact, I think it's this week, they have Splash where all the queens come Hunger Games for splash.
It's okay. You're finding good other events. She talking about the, he talking about the water.
The water is beautiful. That's why we go, honey, because we got the nice blue water.
The water is not nice and blue.
It's nothing like a Cancun, Gary.
But Charles Barkley from Alabama. Are there some beaches there?
It's more like lakes.
Yeah.
No, well, okay, so he's to hunk up to. With his cornfield.
Well, at least he apologized. Put some respect on Martina's name.
All right, okay, moving on. It is time for
What the Fashion?
Okie dokie. Well, these denim jeans were not designed by accident, despite looking like you've had one while wearing a pair, okay? So a British-Italian menswear brand debuted a dark stain in the eggplant area of the jeans, making it look like the person wearing them has wet themselves. That's a number one. Now, the dark color is already sold out. It's already sold out online? What in the world? But the lighter wash is still on sale for $608. But guys, the original price was $811, so this is a deal.
Those are fabulous. I would definitely get them.
Fabulous?
Yes, and how much are these jeans?
Just $608.
Yeah, originally $608.
Gary would wear them so when he really pee on himself, you don't see it.
Oh. If I get excited, you'll never know.
It's also the look on the model's face while he's like, yeah.
I'm cool.
I did it.
It's like he makes that same face in the pool.
Yeah. When he peeing.
In the pool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's model.
I don't know. It's paying $680 for some pee jeans. It's crazy.
Yeah, y'all just.
Who are they by?
Are they by Purple or?
What's Purple?
That's a hot designer. I have some.
Oh.
They have $600.
I thought they make beds. Mm.
Them too. They do. Purple make a lot.
Well, up next, Chad Ochocinco explains why he preferred to date women with kids during his single days. We got the deets after the break.
Okay, okay. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Well, it looks like Chad Ochocinco, honey, has a preference when it comes to dating women.
Okay.
On a recent episode of his Nightcap show, Ocho explained to his co-host, Mr. Shannon Sharp, why he'd rather date women with kids than without. Take a look.
Because women with kids have structure. Women that don't have kids, they never have snacks in the pantry. I like to get up 3-4 in the morning and get a Capri Sun and steal some of the kids' snacks. And women that don't have kids don't never had no food, Unc. And you know what they always want to do?
Go out and eat.
No, when I was watching the full episode, Ocho said his favorite snack is a honey bun warmed up for 15 seconds. And he said a lot of times that's what he prefers after a session. And Shannon, it took Shannon a minute to realize what a session was.
Wait, what?
Has anybody else sat and watched the episodes of this?
How does she have all this?
Every single show.
I be watching.
Whether it's a podcast, a reality show, a scripted show, she's seen it.
Now we know why Jessie's late sometimes. It's like,
she be watching the show.
I have never been late.
Well, you know,
when I was
lightning.
Watching the full show
and
the extra credit
long.
Scenes.
I've made y'all wait a long
time. Jesse, maybe that's what you need is some kids.
You think I need kids?
Well, like,
so I can have structure? Oh. You trying to say I ain't got no structure?
It's snacks.
It's like, so you can front load the crib with snacks because you have kids.
She don't need snacks if she take enough
of
these from here.
She left her backpack from the kitchen back there.
Take all the snacks here for her.
I'm like, Jesse, what you doing? Oh, nothing. I just need me some snacks when I get home.
For her imaginary kids.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.